and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I want to be appreciative to the leadership for allowing me this chance to stand before you to preach the word. And I want to be appreciative to you all. You all are a loving congregation. You haven't beat me up. I used to be nervous when I got up here, but now I feel comfortable. I thank you. You know, you're loving congregation. If you can love a man like me, you are a loving congregation, because I know me. But that's not my sermon. That's not my sermon. A few weeks ago, we met on the last day of the year. It was a Tuesday. We met here and we recognized that day as out with the old and in with the new. Now, typically we want to look back and look forward, and we want to leave the past, the old in the past, and bring the new into the future. But I'm here to say that if we're going to move forward in 2020, we're going to have to bring some of the old into the new. Now, we still want to see 100 new babes in Christ. Amen. We still want to see every member involved in at least one ministry. And if we're going to do this, we're going to have to remain consecrated. It's going to take us remaining consecrated to be fruitful servants. I've entitled this lesson, Consecrated Servants with a 2020 Vision. Consecrated Servants with a 2020 Vision. Just like we need 2020 vision to see clearly physically, we need 2020 vision to see clearly spiritually. I cannot see how to separate being consecrated from being a servant. The two go hand in hand. Christ was more than a servant. He was a consecrated servant. He was set aside for the divine purpose, and serving was a big part of that. Now, we have our part in that, too. Now, tonight, I want to try to get us to see how Christ, he came not only to be our Lord and Savior, but he also came to show us what serving looks like. This is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to follow the leader. We're going to have to follow the leader. That's what we're going to have to do. Jesus was the living, the breathing, the spiritual example of what serving others is all about. He exemplifies serving in words, in thoughts, in actions. And he gives us a 2020 vision of what the first century looked like when it came to serving for today. Now, he left heaven and he became what we are physically to show us what we are to be spiritually. He's our example. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 21, it says, "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps." Now, he's our example, and just like his suffering left us an example, his serving left us an example to follow too. Now, we want to strive to be that example. I'm hoping that I never get to the point where I stop striving to follow in Christ's steps. Now, for me to do that, my vision can't be cloudy. I have to be able to see clear. I have to want to be like Christ. Back in the day, Gatorade had this commercial. And it was Like Mike. Remember that song? If I could be like Mike. And I thought that I could be like Mike if I drank the Gatorade. I drank all the flavors. I bought the shoes. I bought the shorts. And I thought I could be like Mike. Coach says, "Son, what are you doing?" "I'm trying to be like Mike, Coach. I want to be like Mike." He says, "Son, if you're going to be like Mike, you're going to have to go to work. It's going to take work if you want to be like Mike." And the same thing is true. If I want to be like Christ, if I want to have 2020 vision to see myself like Christ, I'm going to have to work. We sing a song. And I like this song. It says, "I want to be ready to meet him. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land." If I'm going to be ready, If I'm going to be ready, I'm going to have to be more like him. That's the goal, to be more like Christ. If I see myself striving to be more like him, that'll be all right. Verse number 10 in 1 Peter number 4. Verse 10 in 1 Peter chapter 4, it says, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. That's serving. Minister means to serve. When we read throughout the Gospels, we see Christ serving. We see Christ, the consecrated servant, in constant service mode. This is what we get to see. We get to see the mind of Christ. Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, he says, look not on every man his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. To do this, we're going to first have to know Christ in order to know what his mind is. Does that make sense? When I say know Christ, I'm not talking about the facts. I'm not talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, born of a virgin, walked on water. When I say Christ, I'm talking about the things that are intimate about Christ. To be like him, I have to know him. I have to know him like I know my spouse. I have to know him like I know myself, intimately. Then and only then can I have the mind of Christ in me. He said in John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The idea of more abundantly is not just eternal life or a better life here on earth. That's not it. I believe it's an emotional, spiritual experience of life that's only fulfilled in knowing Christ and the value of serving others while we're here on earth. And now this is interesting to me because God, he embedded this in Christ. And the only way to experience this is to be in Christ. See, first I gotta get in Christ. Then I have to get Christ in me. And once I have Christ in me, I have to get Christ out to others. That's when I'll fully experience this. If I don't have the serving Christ, the compassionate Christ in me, then I won't have it coming out of me. Does that make sense? I'll just be going through the motions. And going through the motions is just okay. And just okay is what? It's not okay. I'm just here for the worship service and disappear. I can check the box. I made it to worship. I checked the box. I gave. I checked the box. I sang. It's more to it than that. Just going through the motions. Christ, he never just went through the motions. See, this is what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to have a heart. I'm going to have a heart. Jesus had a heart, and he showed it. Y'all remember this? With all our hearts. Y'all remember we had that? We get this from Jesus. Jesus showed all of his heart. He had a heart that beat it for service. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, it says that Jesus went all about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Verse 36 says that when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. He's showing his heart. Many times Jesus would see the needs of the multitudes and be moved with compassion. Are we moved with compassion, church? As he went, don't miss that. As he went, he gave sight to the blind. He healed sicknesses and diseases. He even raised the dead. Because he had compassion. Now, we may not be able to do that. We can't give sight to the blind. We can't heal sickness and diseases, and we certainly cannot raise the dead. But one thing we can do, Mike, we can show compassion. We can do this. As we are going, just like as he went, as we are going, if we could just give a little of our love, a little of our time, or a little of our resources, we'll be showing compassion. Now, I know you're saying, Brother Jerome, I'm busy. I got kids. I got work. I got school. You just don't know. I'm busy. But I can see us doing this while we're busy. as we're going, we can show compassion. Yeah, we can be compassionate and considerate of others. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 24. Hebrews 10, 24 says, and consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. That's serving. We can do this. Just do it. Point number three, watch this. Get her done. Get her done. We can do this. Sometimes we're just lagging. We have the ability. The Holy Spirit gave it to us. When it comes to serving, we don't want to envision ourselves as MIA, missing in action. That's not how we want to see ourselves. We want to see ourselves in another kind of MIA. MIA, ministry in action. We want to see ourselves as ministry in action. Jesus was a man of action. He was always in action. He didn't come here to sit down because there was much to do and he wanted to get it done. In Matthew chapter 20, verse number 28, the Bible says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. He came to serve. He didn't come to sit down. Just as much as he has serving to do, we have serving to do also. And then in Matthew chapter 9, we see where our part comes in. Remember how he was moved with compassion in verse 36? In verse 37, Jesus says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The workers are few. Sound like Jesus is talking about that 80-20 rule.
That's right.
You know, 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. Well, that still happens today. The question is, and always is, which percentile am I in? The 80 or the 20? I remember in Matthew chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus, he sent his disciples out for action. He sent them out to be in action. He told them, as you go, serve, preach to them, heal them, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely you give. We ought to do the same. We should be free-hearted when it comes to being a servant. The example Jesus already showed us. Remember, the goal is to be more like him. Notice the goal is not to be just like him. The Holy Spirit did not give us the measure to do that. But the Holy Spirit did give us enough where we can strive every day to be more like him. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10 that was read, says that everyone has a gift. The Bible says, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same to one another. That's serving, y'all. Now, in my studies, I came across this one definition for ministry that said ministry was spiritual activity besides speaking. Don't miss that. Spiritual activity besides speaking. No lip, just hip. Yeah, no lip, just hip. Anybody can talk a good game, but actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. And we have to put our abilities into action. Now, my abilities may not be yours, and yours not mine. But look at this in Ephesians 4:11. Look at this synecdoche. He says, and he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers. And I'm sure he gave others gifts for other services. But the thing is, not everybody did the same thing. But together, these different gifts had the same purpose. And we see that in verse 12. In verse 12, it says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Our gifts are given to us to use, and it's expected of us to use them. And if we do, we'll be rewarded. There's a reward in this for us. Our reward and God's glory. Now watch this.
Make it plain.
We have to have 2020 vision to see ourselves getting the reward and seeing God get the glory. Watch this in Colossians chapter 3. It says, Paul said, and whatever you do, do your work heartily. Ask for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. Now, I don't know about you, but I want that inheritance. I want that reward. He said, work heartily. If I'm going to get that reward, then I'm going to have to put in work. I'm going to have to check my attitude towards serving. Being consecrated servants has more to do with our attitude, our heart, our intent, more than the actual physical service. Remember how it was compassion that drove Christ to serve. The question is, what's driving me? That's what I'm asking myself. What's driving me? What's my motivation? What is the why behind the what that I'm doing? Am I doing this to brag? Am I doing this to boast? Am I doing this to broadcast? How am I serving? If I'm serving like that, then God says my serving is in vain. Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus starts this passage off by talking about giving alms in verse 1. And then he switches to prayer here in verse number 5. But it's the point that he's making that we're after here. And I don't believe that I'll do any damage to the integrity of the passage by substituting pray with serve. Watch this. But when you serve, you are not to be as the hypocrites. For they love to stand and serve in the synagogues and on the street corners. Can y'all see that? That's why they serve it. Can you see that? So they can be seen by men all out in the open. But then Jesus says, truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But look at verse 6. Verse 6 says to us, but when you serve, go into your inner room. And when you have shut your door, serve. You get that? Don't worry about being seen. You don't have to be seen. Jesus says that the Father who is in secret sees in secret and will reward us openly. We don't have to let everybody know what we do and how we serve it. We don't have to broadcast that. We just got to do what we know to do is right. Martin Luther King was once quoted saying, the time is always right to do what's right. God already sees all the wrong I'm doing. I want God to see me doing some right too. You know, I want him to see me doing some right so that he can get the glory. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, it says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Why? That God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus. God gets all the glory in this. Don't miss that. God gets the glory. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not even about the person who's receiving the benefits of the service. Look at that. It's right there in the text. He said, if any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives. That God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus. Those who don't know God, they see God's glory through us serving from the heart. So in closing, in 2020, let us use our vision to see ourselves as consecrated servants who are striving to be more and more like Christ. Not being found missing in action, but being found ministry in action for the glory of our great God. And we'll receive the inheritance that's promised to us when we hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servants. If you're here tonight and you're not a member of the body of Christ, it is our prayer that you will become one. You come by faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. It's easy to start this thing. Very easy. You got to hear the word. The word you need to hear is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He lived, he died, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. If you believe that, and then you're willing to have a repentant heart to change your way from doing your way to doing things God's way, and then you're willing to confess with your mouth that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be willing to be baptized in water for the remission of your sins, you can become a Christian today. You can be added to the body of Christ, the only church that you can read about in the Bible. Amen. And if you need prayer, please come down and get be prayed for. Right. Don't minimize the power of prayer. Amen. The brothers talked this morning about, he said, Job had, he had heard about God. But he said, but when my eyes seen, now I know. I know prayer. I keep the elders in a group text sending out a prayer. Pray for this. Pray for that. And I see the power of God. If you're subject to any part of this invitation, please come as we stand and sing.
There's a call coming.